repented from selfish ambition. He has his fleshly dreams and visions, and he starts building some fleshly achievements and leading people out of fleshly achievements, which has no profit against indulgence of the flesh. You never need to lead people overcoming righteousness and the holiness there. How can a blind leader lead the blind anywhere except to the pit? Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so that's what we're walking in. This is what we're finding. Now, if any of you here are being a little bit offended right here and so forth, like that, I want you to examine your thoughts. Because I want you to remind you that I have told you from the very beginning right here that I'm not only talking about you, I'm talking about the whole bunch of us have been asleep. I'm not here to condemn no one in this city. I'll let the Lord's law do the condemning. God's law does the condemning, God's word. And so I'm just going to speak the word. I didn't come here to try to start a bunch that is going to get spiritual pride and then start condemning and judging other people. It's like I told you, you get out of one ditch and you run over and jump in another. If you don't let your light shine, you don't know him. That's the reason people have been blocked from a lot of truth, because people have taken some truths out of here and perverted, and so there's another part of the Bible. You see how the power of darkness have worked us, folks. How many sense the Spirit of God all over this place here now? You know what he's doing with you right now? He's dealing with you. Folks, do you know why there's peace all over this building right here? Not because any man came to town. Not because some Lord wants any man to look good. Because the Prince of Peace is here. And when he moves in, the powers of darkness move out. And he's told those demons, shut up. And by his grace and mercy, he's shutting them up. So you can hear right now, and he can try to deal with your heart. And if you're going to be a righteous person, you're going to live by faith, and then you're no longer in control of your life, folks. Though the joy and glory is letting God bless you. For him to control your life through Jesus, through the Spirit. It will come to pass. That's what grace and mercy is. The law and love are in total agreement. Because when you walk in love, you love the law. When you don't have a repentant heart, the law becomes chains. You don't like it. Now the Lord's dealing with your hearts. The Spirit of God is right now. I don't have anything for you to join. I don't have anything to lead you to except Jesus and the Word. Everything I said down at that point, you there. Folks, there's a glory. There's a glory and blessings that God is wanting to pour out on us. He's got that closet full of stuff he's wanting to put on us. We've been walking out like an absolute devil. Repentance is when you have a change of heart. And if you can get our hearts cleaned up a little bit, you know what the gospel does. When you go in and possess a land, the enemy don't have anything else in you. You know what Jesus said in John? He said, the ruler of this world is coming. And he has nothing in me. You know why? He said in the next verse, he does the commandments of God. So he can't get any. He's holy. You hear me? We've not been walking in holiness. We talk about to cover being holy. Things like that. But we hadn't been holy. We've been asleep. Our fathers have been transgressors of God's law. Our fathers were deceived. and we've had misleading oracles and traditions handed down to us. And I can show you just this plain from now for weeks writing the Word of God. I'm going to build on up into Revelation last day, and it's not because I'm smart, obviously. In balance and context. I don't have anywhere I will go to share the Word. The people are sitting there. Them having any trouble with the Word. Now I have a problem with them going and leaving there and then having a problem with their traditions. Controversial question now. There's a problem there because they leave her and they don't come back. They won't hear it. They're just like the Pharisees. God doesn't have their heart in the first place. Now I tell you what, folks. It's the most amazing thing that I got into an introduction here tonight, and I think we've come to a place where the Lord just wants you to begin confessing these sins. And then when you confess them and you really mean it in your heart, you know what happens? You put it on the blood. And then when you put the blood, you're no longer a lawbreaker, but you're a lawbreaker until it gets on the blood. As long as you're practicing in the heart, with the heart you either believe in the righteousness or with the heart you believe in unrighteousness. Your heart is believing on the nature of Satan or it's believing on the nature of God. You're not going to walk both ways, double-minded. And then, folks, God's wanting to bless us. And all these curses and things that came on us in Hebrews 12. It shows us if you're without, in Hebrews 12 verse 8, it says, if you are without discipline, of which all, which means the Son of God, have become partakers, you are illegitimate children and you're not sons if you don't receive discipline.